Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it. The Bert Show.
You having second thoughts here, Jennifer?
No, it's a little bit of both. I'm nervous. Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
The whole swimsuit and then sitting
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I'm telling you, I've had to do this twice now. I mean, we haven't officially called it Motivation by Humiliation, but when I've had to take these two pictures for our website and I knew I was going to be half naked on the site, look, there is no better motivator than when people are going to be looking at you and you know they're going to be judging you. You want to look your best, right?
I'm going to skip that extra trip to the cupcake shop.
Totally. I mean, it's on your mind all the time, all the time. And we've been talking about this the last couple of days. New Year's resolutions are funny because they seem like such a great idea on January 1st. But for the most part, by January 20th, look at the gyms.
Right. They're packed now.
Packed right now.
But then in a couple of weeks, they'll start dwindling. By February, they'll be empty again.
It's like we were talking about that boot camp thing that was on TV. Yeah. Like, I'd challenge a TV station to put a camera at boot, because they were at boot camp the first show of the year, and there's like 50 people out there jumping jacks,
this is the year.
Doing the tire run. They put the same camera there on February 1st. It's going to be like 30 people, March 1st, 15 people. By April 1st, it's going to be the trainer and like two of his friends.
And it's the same thing year in and year out with resolutions. You make the same ones every year, and you really need something different to make sure that you're going to be successful this year. And that's why we have offered up Motivation by Humiliation. And Jennifer here has great motivation because you're getting married this year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, November.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, congratulations.
That'll be a motivator anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting married in Mexico, so I don't want to look like a little beached whale out there.
You're going to be fine. So you want to lose weight for the wedding, or are you more concerned about the honeymoon?
A little bit of both.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't the wedding generally like the motivating factor anyway, though? Like
the pictures.
Yeah. I just came back from a wedding and I saw the pictures and I kind of hanging over the dress and I was like, this is going to be the year.
You guys ever had that? Like there's one defining moment where you realize, okay, I got to start doing something. It's either a picture or you can't get into a chair that you used to be able to get into. Mm-hmm. Or
for a lot of women, it's their pair of jeans. When those jeans don't button anymore, you got to...
Or when
hit the
your
gym.
Stomach hangs over the jeans.
Yeah, it's when you realize you got the muffin top going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for guys, it's the love handle on the side of the jeans. Like when it starts to, the jeans roll over a little bit on the sides, you're like, okay.
Time to go.
For me, it was when I couldn't fit into my high school cheerleading uniform anymore.
I'll do it.
So Jennifer, here's how Motivation by Humiliation is going to work. Okay. You came in here today knowing this, that we're going to put you in a bikini, and you're going to go with Tracy into another studio. You guys will be by yourselves, and she's going to take pictures of you.
Right.
It's the regular guy's studio, but don't be intimidated by that.
They won't pay attention or say anything. They're very respectful. Don't worry
about it. There's bikinis in there all the time.
Right.
And I'm assuming that those are pictures that you don't want to go public because you don't like the way you look right now.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah. I don't want anybody to see those.
Well, Tracy will keep those. She's going to take pictures from your front, your back. I mean, she's not. These are not going to be flattering photos. We didn't hire a professional photographer. The lighting's not going to be great. You don't want these going public.
Right.
So we're going to hold on to those.
Okay.
And now here's the real question for you. How much weight do you want to lose and by what date?
I want to lose about 30 pounds by, I'm going to say July 1st.
Okay.
Okay.
July 1st.
She looked at me, and I feel a lot of pressure. Like, I said July 1st. I think,
that's
you know.
That's a good amount.
Yeah.
That's a workable number,
yeah,
right,
that's
Jen?
6 months. I mean, I think so, but it's, I mean, it's going to take diligence because at first, when you first get started, you'll definitely see a big change. I'll say, like, once you, you know, change your habits or, you know, eating habits and workout habits, whatever, you'll lose 10 pounds in a hurry. And then it's that plateau mm-hmm. that you have to get through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And really sticking with it after that's, you know.
My goal is to not only just work out, but, you know, change the way I eat because I pig out.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat a whole pizza, you know, for lunch. So I kind of want to change everything.
This will stop that. I promise you that. Are you a yo-yo dieter where you try, not successful, you try, you're doing all right, then it's not good, then
I
it's good?
I don't work out at all.
No.
Not a girl.
She's a no-no dieter.
I just never even really tried.
Yeah. Not so much.
So do you know what to do as far as like eating goes and exercising
yeah,
goes? You
kind of
have
a trainer,
plan?
I had a trainer last year.
Okay.
And I just like getting up and going to her. But this year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, she gave me a food log and I'm writing down mm-hmm. how many calories I'm taking in and what food groups to eat. And
I'm sure the first thing she says is don't eat a whole pizza at lunch. I mean, that, you know,
sounds
I don't know.
Good.
That may be,
or
you
the
know,
cupcakes.
So
yeah, you probably want to stay away from those also. All right. So we're going to do an official weigh-in with producer Tracy.
Okay.
We won't mention publicly what the weight is because I know women
Thanks.
Are sensitive about that.
No, no.
But we will bring you in from time to time and find out how much weight that you have lost
okay.
going up to that day. And you want to lose 30 pounds by July 1st.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And you're going to do it.
Good luck.
Got it. You're going to feel so proud of yourself once you do it.
And you're going to do
it. Stick with it. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Oh, you're going to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And here's why. So let's make it completely clear on why you're here and what's going to happen on July 1st.
Okay.
If you don't reach your 30-pound goal, then the pictures that you take today are going up on our website. We have public domain with them. So if we decide we want to put them in the AJC, we can put them in the AJC.
Wow.
If we want to put them up on a billboard, we can put them up on a billboard. That would be really close to your house. You'd have to go by it every single day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's we're sweet now, but damn, we'll be mean in July.
Paint it on the side of your house.
That's right. So you are basically saying to us, do with this picture whatever you want if I don't lose the 30 pounds.
Exactly.
You're okay with it?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Because I'm going to lose it.
You're going to lose it. That's right. It's not even going to be an issue. What does your fiancé say?
Oh, he told me not to come.
He really?
Oh,
why?
He did.
Yeah, because he knows how I am. You know, I'll try for a little bit and then just kind of let it go. I don't do anything, you know, after it. So this is actually going to be the motivation, you know, because I know he said no, so I'm going to keep going. So my picture's not up in Vining somewhere.
When is the last time he said, look, rethink this? Was it on the drive-in this morning? Or was it like, it was? He's like, baby, you want to think about this?
Turn around.
You can still turn around.
Get it. The Bird Show.